Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It is the 2nd of December, 2025. I mean, we're almost at the end of this entire thing, and I don't know how to feel about that. I know I haven't made a video in a while, but I was holed up at my buddy's shop from Wednesday till Sunday or Monday, yesterday morning. Nobody was there. I was by myself the entire time, and I just kind of walked around my truck and worked on it and tightened things up. Everybody and their grandmother invited me to Thanksgiving. And to all those people, I'm truly appreciative, but I passed. I passed. I wasn't about it. Thanksgiving doesn't really do anything for me. And my birthday fell on Thanksgiving this year, and I just wanted to spend some time with just me. And that's what I did. When the sun went down, I took my meds, my sleeping medication, which is just allergy pills, and Charlotte's Web, which I'm not even taking Charlotte's Web because I ran out. So this is just some sort of CBD, but it puts me out. It lets me sleep through the night. I don't have to worry about things messing with me and whatnot because, believe it or not, when you do what I do, you get messed with whether you can see it or not. And I'll tell you what, you know what's crazy? I've had some strange, crazy dreams, and a couple of them were exact. I mean, I prayed to God, please, direction. Where should I be? Where do I need to be? Am I on the completely wrong path? And every single time I pray to God, I get a dream, a very vivid dream that I remember. I'm not a huge dreamer, but I dreamt about massive snakes. I'm talking massive snakes, like the whole size of the room, numerous. And there were people in the dream that were related to me in one way or the other, but I just couldn't quite remember who they were. But the snakes, I was trying to catch them. And I don't think kill them, but I was trying to catch them. And I looked that up. What does that dream mean? And it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It meant you're moving forward, etc. So I took that as a sign from God, I guess. I guess. I don't know. But at any rate, in this video, I wanted to talk about something that, we talk about AI all the time and hey, how AI is just moving forward and forward and forward. And I have to remind you, AI and computers aren't moving forward. This is all stuff we've had since day one. Our entire history is a 100% lie. It's all a lie. I just spoke to somebody who was recently in Germany, and she told me that certain places in Germany were taken out exclusively to destroy the history that was built into the architecture. Do you understand what I'm saying? They built things in such a way that it told a story for time immemorial so that generations would know the history because it was literally carved in stone. Do you see what I'm saying? Does that make sense? We don't do that anymore. Buildings are made out of, if we were the three little pigs, well, the smart pig lived way before us. We're the dumb pigs making our houses out of straw, something that the weather can just take away in any given moment. It's all part of the plan. But if you've been with me since the very beginning, in the very beginning, I was heavily into the Nephilim. I was heavily into the oblong, the elongated skulls, Brian Forrester, L.A. Marzulli, before he decided Trump was going to save us somehow. I used to talk about the mounds all over the earth, and specifically all over the United States. And I've been to all of them, including the Great Serpent Mounds. And I spoke to this woman who's been all over the world, and she's a doctor. She's been all over the world, and she's taken some amazing photos. And it's crazy because one of the things I used to talk about with Graham Hancock all the time was, if you look at any huge, the Giza Strip, the Great Pyramids of Giza, the pyramids of Tohe, I can't remember how to say it. If you look at all these from above, all these buildings, all these pyramids, and their outlying buildings are made in the exact formation of a motherboard of a computer. Exactly. And what did I just say a couple of weeks ago? I said, for some reason, I can't get it out of my head. I don't know how to explain it. I believe that the Great Pyramids were data centers, and they're building these all over the world right now. They're building data centers everywhere. Well, what else did they build all over the world, everywhere, that people couldn't understand or explain? People that weren't supposed to be able to meet each other, that lived on separate continents all the way across the world, were building the identical things. They were data centers. I can't. Maybe I can't prove it, but here's more proof for you. How's that?
place is not what it seems.
You said hell didn't...
So last week I posted, I paid for this movie that's 2 hour long movie called The Age of Disclosure, and I posted it on Rumble, I posted it on BitChute, and I posted it on my Patreon, and unfortunately, it didn't last very long on BitChute, and it didn't last very long on Rumble, but it's still up on Patreon if you guys want to watch it, because this movie right here is literally put out by the powers that be. This is soft disclosure that we're about to see some things on Earth that are going to freak people out, and I got to tell you, lights in the sky, things that you don't know what they are, doesn't mean it's a drone or it's a spaceship. It's them. It's them. And this movie completely shows it. Our entire history is a 100% lie, and this is just more of it. So recently I started not only following but communicating with this channel, and it's called ReturnToTheOldWorld.com on Facebook. And she also has another page called Kim Larson. And she travels the country and the world and takes some of these pictures on her own, which is just phenomenal. Because she said in other countries, it's right out there in the open. The serpent controls everything. And she's even gone so far as to say things that absolutely gel with things that I've said. Like, if you look at this right here, I was talking about this 16, 15, 14 years ago. I was really on this, where all these cities, these forbidden cities, all these megaliths, if you look at them from above, they all look exactly like an ancient CPU or the chip that controls your computer. And it made me think about how I was just talking about my belief that the data centers are simply new pyramids. Do you know what I mean? Because pyramids were all over the world. They all looked the exact same. And they all controlled the ancient computer systems. AI is not anything new. Computing isn't anything new. We've been lied to about absolutely everything. It's insane. And like I said, this is from all over the world. Massive, massive sculptures of demons, dragons. You can see the goat's face right here, clear as a bell. I mean, this is just technology we don't have today. We're not that good. We're just not that good. We build buildings, man. And that's pretty much it. But she was talking to me earlier today. We had some voice calls back and forth, and she said that she believes that they used to domesticate dragons, and that would make an awful lot of sense, because people are under the impression that we are somehow, you know, dinosaurs were here, and then they disappeared, and then people showed up. That's not true whatsoever at all. What you're looking at is exactly what the Bible spoke about, where they were mixing the DNA of all the fowls of the air, the beasts of the earth. They took lizards and made them giant, things of that nature. I don't know. But this is just insane. I'd love to have been to some of these places, you know. Look at the skull right there. That's not a human whatsoever at all. And as you can see, you don't see the clefts on top of the skull that a human has. Every single human has. And there's my buddy Brian Forrester right there. Good to see him. Just amazing, amazing structures, things that we can't build whatsoever at all. And there's a map of all the pyramids in the United States. She even mentions things that are underneath the pyramid mounds. And strangely enough, I've gone to almost every mound in the United States. It was one of the first things I ever did on YouTube, where I got a 4K video of the Great Pyramid, the Great Serpent Mound in Ohio. And it was pretty cool that I put that up, but then YouTube took me out, as they always do. What you're looking at is an exact diagram of a pyramid in Mexico. And what you're looking at right now is a motherboard of a computer. These are identical. And they're not close, they're identical. And it proves the theory, or it bolsters the theory that I had, that pyramids are data centers. When you hear Trump saying we have to go back and we're going to go to a golden age, well, the golden age was back when they could literally turn human beings into stone. They found the technology they were looking for. The main reason we went to Iraq the second time around was to simply, he found something that belonged to Nebuchadnezzar, and they needed it. Well, I believe they have all the pieces ready to go right now, and it would also explain why suddenly we need to spray more in the atmosphere, so much so that Elon Musk is now taking up the mantle from Bill Gates. Bill Gates said climate change is cool. Elon Musk says we must block out the sun. Well, they're blocking out the sun.
It's not raining. It's not snowing. Just pointing a camera up at a light and watching all the stuff fall from the sky. America. Government shutdown. MAGA. Trump. And whatever this is that you're breathing in. My windshield. Not a drop of moisture. Not a drop of moisture. No moisture. But let's look up at the light. Look at that, will ya? Let's amplify that. Oh yeah. There you go. Man, they're even bouncing off the light. You see that? Look at that. And it ain't raining, guys. It ain't raining. Not at all. Yeah. This is it, ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls. You can deny it. You can hope it away. But it's here. Smart dust. I've never seen it this bad. This is bad. And I've been watching the skies for 20 years for this type of activity. And I've been watching the sky for 50 years in total.
So let me ask you, if you were a billionaire or a multi-millionaire, you have access to information, medicine, food, transportation, things that average people don't have the access to because they're too busy trying to pay their bills, pay their never-ending taxes, try to stay alive, try to pay for clean, healthy food, and just try to raise their families and get some sleep and have a regular life. But you can't. Not in this world, because they've turned it into an absolute clown show where children at school are being told, are you sure you're a boy or a girl? Because if you're not sure, you don't have to tell your parents, and we can give you medications to change you into a boy or a girl of your choosing, or a furry, or LGBT. Or while people are dealing with that, the wealthiest people on earth are literally taking, I mean, these are established people that are billionaires, top of the food chain in their world. They're taking psychedelic drugs to go to other realms. And if you don't know about ayahuasca, DMT, things of that nature, these people do. And when they've done tests on 200 people that never met each other, that it was a blind test. These people were completely separated. They never met each other. 200 people took ayahuasca or DMT, one of the two, and they literally all had the same trip. They all met the same little mechanical elves. They're breaking down, they're using their third eye or whatever, but they're going there to gather information that allows them to build things like ITER, the neutron star on Earth that is now up and running, which is why they're ready. Now that ITER is ready and they can produce unlimited power, that's all it is. I've been talking about this thing for almost 20 years. It's done, finally. It was the most difficult thing on Earth to research, but it's done. It creates unlimited power on Earth. So now they can power all these data centers that people are freaking out about. They go to these other dimensions to get the schematics on how to build CERN, ITER, and all these other crazy weapons. You know, anti-gravity, even though gravity is a theory. But you know what I'm saying. Magnetic or whatever you want to call it. We're going to call them anti-gravitical devices, UFOs, to keep it easier. They've got all this technology and they're ready to use it now. And for some reason, they need some of us, but they need most of us to kill each other. And that's what they're bringing us to right now. Right now. I mean, for instance, in New York City, the New York City government just released 7,000 illegal murderers and rapists specifically, so that ICE can deal with them. What is that going to do? It's going to cause a civil war. But the reason these people are taking these psychedelics is so that they can get all the information they need from their ancestors, the fallen ones, etc. This is crazy. It's crazy. And now that they've got AI, D-Wave, CERN, ITER all up and running at one time, they're going to use some of it to keep people distracted, because now you can't tell what's real anymore. You can't tell what's real anymore. You have to use AI to tell you if something is AI or not. You can see videos of dragons turning into frogs, turning into little girls, turning into stuffed animals. Nobody knows. Confusion. They're keeping us distracted while they're building this giant golden age all around us. And the golden age apparently didn't work out well, because we're finding all the evidence of a destroyed golden age in the past. You see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense? I hope it does. This has been the hardest topic I've ever tried to cover, because I know what I want to say, but I can't figure out how to say it all at once, because I haven't seen anybody else say it as of yet. I know. Over the years, we've found technology, we've found remnants of things that showed us that our history is a complete and utter lie. What they told us was old folklore is actually real history, and they find a great deal of pleasure showing us all this evidence, real history, in movies, television shows, cartoons. They show it all the time. Things that just don't seem possible, but it's right there in your face. You know what I mean? Things that were fables or children's or wives' tales were actually very, very, very real. So to wrap this up, I'm going to show you an email from a woman, a husband and wife that I actually met here in Missouri a couple few weeks ago when I had that meetup at my buddy's shop without his knowledge, but whatever. But this woman died, and this is the story that she had to tell, and I have no reason to believe she's lying, because she doesn't want her to be known, and she's my age. You don't have any reason to lie at this point in life anymore, so here you go. Also, here's a story I want to read to you. These are two of my subscribers that showed up in Missouri a couple of few weeks ago when I did that meetup, and one of them, when she met me, she just hugged me and burst into tears. She's an older woman. Well, actually, she's probably about my age, I guess. I don't know. But here's the story. This woman died. She had a near-death experience, and she spoke to me about it, and this is the story right here. Hey, Richie, this is Charlotte. Ron and I were at your meetup Sunday and talked to you a bit about my time in heaven. Now, I don't know. As much as I want to tell you about my heavenly experience and all the glories there, I know that time is short. So today I want to tell you about my coming back and the impact you've had on our lives over the last 7 years. Just so you have a basic understanding of our past, Ron was born a country boy in Missouri, and I was born a California girl, with my parents both working the magic of Hollywood. I was surrounded by quote-unquote stars every day. I learned at a very early age the meaning of quote-unquote acting. Something dramatically changed with my parents, and we moved to Arkansas when I was 10. I had MS, multiple seizures daily. I was 90% bedridden and used a walker when I could. Nearly wheelchair bound, a brain tumor on my pituitary gland the size of a walnut, and endless other medical issues, patiently waiting for death. Sunday afternoon, October 21st, 2018, Ron was watching football, and I put on my headphones to listen to some music. All of a sudden, I was taken away to a place I could spend eternity talking about. 3 minutes turned into 300 years, and then just as suddenly, I was brought back. My return was horrible. Unlike other near-death experiences I've heard of, I did not come back with smiles and giggles as I heard others speak of, but with a fear of the Lord that few are willing to talk about, and the truths I had no idea how to explain. Now, bear in mind, I met this woman and her husband, and I believe them. I believe them. You know, I'm a pretty decent judge of character. If I don't like somebody right off the bat, it usually comes out in the wash. But, you know, at any rate. I quickly tried to tell Ron that nothing was as we thought. Nothing we knew is real, and we've been deceived about everything. He gently and politely said, okay, what do you mean? The only thing I could say was, the earth is flat. Space doesn't exist. Our food is poisoned. Our water is poisoned. Our soil is poisoned. Our air is poisoned. Our minds are poisoned. Our education is poisoned. Our history is poisoned. And our government is poisoned. And our church is poisoned. Our Bibles are tainted, and we are up against a spiritual battle that we've never heard about. unless you've read the Book of Jasher and the Book of Enoch. That's me just interjecting that, but whatever, I digress. Ron was speechless, and I knew it was up to me to figure these things out because I barely understood it. I knew I had to figure out a way for him to understand it, too. I knew it was absolute truth, but it was an enormous red pill to swallow. All at once, and to explain all these things to Ron, too? Impossible. I didn't even know about conspiracy theories. I had no idea of the rabbit hole the two words flat earth would bring. I had 1,000 questions, and there you were, with your camera, zooming in on the impossibilities of a curvature. First, truth confirmed. Now, that was crazy to hear, and I got to tell you this. Real quick, let me interject. I was out in Colorado one day getting gasoline. I've told the story before, but let me remind you guys, the ones that didn't hear it. And I'm getting gas in my Land Cruiser, big Land Cruiser, very hard to miss. And a guy walks up to me, tall dude, squared away, belt on, watch. He had a military look about him, and he had a desert tan Glock 19 in a holster. Now, I'm familiar with people doing open carry. I'm in Colorado, right? He walks up to me and says, Richie from Boston? I said, yeah, what's up? He said, dude, I want you to meet my family. And he said, I am SF. And I said, I'm thinking those are his initials. He said, no, I'm located at the base. I'm SF, Special Forces. So his wife comes over and his kids look like the little sticker that people put on the back of their minivans. They're all exactly like this. They all look the exact same. Beautiful little blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids. And they all knew who I was. And he said, you're absolutely right. And I'm like, cool. I'm absolutely right. And I'm thinking, that's a big recipe right there. Right about, he said, the earth is completely flat. And I've done 17 halo jumps. High altitude, low opening. It's as high as anyone can go into low Earth orbit and then jump out of a plane wearing oxygen. They're special forces. They jump out, radar can't detect them, and they parachute to Earth. High altitude, low opening. It's not just a video game. And he said, I've seen the curvature. It's just like the guy explained. It comes up. It's like we live in a giant saucer or a dish. And the ice, Antarctica, literally does go all the way around us. I believe the elites have found a way to get over that, and that's why they're poisoning our area so bad. Or the elites are inbred reptilian-type people. This is me saying this. They need poison in the air because they thrive on it. The things that make us live kill them, and the things that kill us make them live. Does that make sense? Because look around. It would appear they're poisoning themselves too. You can't dump barium, strontium, aluminum, and whatever else all over us every day. Heavy metal poisoning is a thing. Aluminum is a byproduct. Aluminum isn't a natural thing. It's a byproduct. So isn't fluoride. But you can't dump it all over everything and then just grow. We got good grass over here. You know, the earth, wind, and fire and water move everything around. There is no, so there must be another piece of land someplace, but on that, I will digress. But I've had a Special Forces dude completely say you're right. I've had a NASA dude completely say you're right. And I've had a woman that had a near death say you're right. I don't care about being right. I wish I was completely wrong. And if I was wrong, I pray that he shows it to me. But every day, something we've talked about is now just a fact. You know what I mean? But let me get back to the letter. I apologize. She goes on to say, I had 1,000 questions and there you were, meaning me, with your camera zooming in on the impossibilities of a curvature. First, truth confirmed. I quickly learned that this quote-unquote asshole with a laptop actually has truth, and then the journey began. Every truth about this world that I learned in heaven, there was a video from you that you explained it. You never know the impact it had on our lives. As soon as I learned about Flat Earth, Pandora's box was open, and you were actually the person the Lord led me to for the explanation of all these things I knew was as truth from heaven. Everything from space to water filtration, you've been there confirming every single thing I came back knowing. How crazy is that to hear? Now, bear in mind, she said this to me face-to-face, and now I asked her to write down the entire experience so I could share it with you guys, but I digress. This email is long enough, but I can't leave without telling you that a week after my return, I realized I was so busy writing about everything I saw, reading, and studying that I completely forgot to take my gazillion amounts of medications. I worked many years in the health field. I knew this could cause major problems for me. As I was trying to figure out how to safely get back on track with all my medications, I clearly heard the Lord say, "No." So I instantly put all my prescriptions away, and that's where all the stories of tumors disappearing and the regrowth of my thyroid comes in. So much to tell, so little time. Even with all the proofs and miracles, our entire family has turned away from us, just like everyone says. It happens. I don't know what else to say. I'm not going to go along to get along when they're bringing me down a road that's going to cause me eternal damnation. I've tried to wake them up. I know they watch my videos. It is what it is, but they're not going to hear it from me because I'm the little kid. But whatever. Even with all our proofs and miracles, our entire family has turned away from us just like everyone else. I thank the Lord you were there for us to guide us through this journey of truth and lies. Oh, the great things the Lord has in store for you, Brother Richie. Your whole story will be known soon, and whoa, what an amazing story it will be. Excuse me. Thank you for sending the information about getting Ron's retirement taken care of, Gold Co. Again, your direction, information, and insights are priceless. If only the world would listen. We are in Northwest Arkansas in the typical homestead setup. Chickens, ducks, fish, and horses on 10 acres. Gardening, canning, and self-preservation. All of your years of yelling at your computer screen really did help people. We listened. I believe at the end of all this, the people you have helped will be countless. That's truth. You've got a prayer warrior on your side, Charlotte. That's real. That's as real as it gets. And like I tell you all the time, get your money out of the bank sooner rather than later, because we're coming up on the end of the year and I can see them doing something horrible for Saturnalia. But here's a subscriber who said, my Gold Co. order arrived. Hope you're getting the referral kickback. I had received an email saying if someone referred, they would send me $500, so hope you're getting something. Well, I had to scrub that because I accidentally showed her email, and I don't want to do that. But a lot of people are doing this, and if you can do this, get your money out of the bank like today. Turn your IRA and your 401k into gold and silver and have them send it to you right away. And if you can't do it, well, guess what? You're in the same boat as I am. Just because I tell other people to do this, it doesn't apply to me. I don't have it like that, so it is what it is. But for those that do, do it or don't. For years and years and years, the truth has been all around us in plain sight, and they have given a story for everything to go, send us down the wrong path, whether it's a recession, the economy's crashing, the stock market, war, terrorism, homeland terrorism, LGBTQ, whatever they can possibly pull up over the years, they have pulled up. But they have dug up old technology, which is better than new technology, and they're replicating it, and they're ready to pull the trigger. And we know that because they're telling us at every single solitary turn. And they're also using this entire thing to completely deplete the entire country. The United States is going to get it worse than anyone else. But someone recently told me they're going to figure out a way to get people into other countries. And I got to remind you that this is the new world order. This isn't the new American order. This is the new world order. We're the last one because they're assuming we're going to put up a fight. And after I saw what happened during COVID, and after what they saw during COVID, they know they can do this. COVID did many things, just like everything they do. When you're dealing with fallen angels, you have the ability to think on levels that the average human being wouldn't think on. You know what I mean? Not only did they get people to comply, not only did they see who the people that wouldn't comply would be, they also got to shoot people full of black goo, graphene, that literally gives them the ability to give off a Bluetooth signal. They know what they're doing. They're destroying the country, and they're going to take over the world, and they're going to try it. and they've used everything in the world to distract us, and so far it's worked. But there's a few of us that know that Jesus Christ is the only answer, period. But you need to endure to the end, if that's possible. And also remember, men's hearts will fail from fear, and we need to try to endure to the end and wake up as many as we can before that time comes. Richie from Boston, and I'm out.